now the lead. Sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
All right, we get it started this week. What a bunch of crazy games. There were some awesome, awesome moments like last night. But we will start out with...
Lima's wild thing.
Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. What a waste of time. And I know takes one
yes,
to know one.
Is.
And certainly, we've wasted our time.
See, that's when I start to tell... I've told people this for years. Like, when you and I were doing CBS Sports Radio, now the Infinity Sports Network... And I go into ripping teams, and there would be, there's every time, there's always a person, and they'd call or tweet or send a nasty email, goes, you're in Cleveland. You don't know any, I go, yeah, I do. I know when teams are going off the rails.
We understand.
I know better than anybody, and if I'm saying your team's going off the rails, you better watch out.
I mean, think about the last 2 years. If you were a Jets fan, they tried to take a shortcut, just like we did. And their shortcut was, hey, we think we got a good defense. Let's go get one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live, and somebody who was not that far removed from MVP status obviously goes down with the injury last year. And now the question is, with Aaron Rodgers just throwing for 184 yards yesterday, sacked three times, he cannot move. They really don't have much of a chance. They lose to the Colts of all teams and Anthony Richardson. Here is Aaron Rodgers, and what's the motivation going to be like the rest of the year?
I'm in my 20th year, so I've figured out a way to do this for a long time. So just got to remember why you fell in love with this game. This will be definitely a week to clear all of our heads and come back and stick together.
Saw this number yesterday.
Awesome.
Winning percentage as Jets starting quarterback. Zach Wilson, 364.
Oh, goodness.
Sam Darnold, 342. And behind both of them, Aaron Rodgers as a starting quarterback, 273. That is abysmal. The Jets are done, and where do they go from here? Mitch?
Mitch's wild thing.
All right, guys, I'm pulling an audible for a little bit because we got some breaking news this morning. According to Ian Rappaport, the New York Giants, for the first time in 6 years, have benched struggling quarterback Daniel Jones and are expected to name Tommy DeVito as their new starting quarterback.
They didn't go with Drew Lock, huh?
No, they passed him up and went right to Tommy DeVito.
Hard to believe you said 6 years.
Yeah.
Has he really been given that much of a leash?
Yes, he has.
In this day and age, guys do not get...
Him.
Yeah, and he got paid. So, it's pretty... There aren't a lot of comparisons for this.
Do you want to bring him in as a running back?
I always thought there's got to be some way to use him.
I always said he was Saquon Barkley's backup running back, who then they paid Saquon's backup $40 million.
Right.
A year.
His record as a starting quarterback, 24, 44, and 1.
Well, it's not just wins. It's that he's not good. That's also what he is. He's inconsistent, not good. And I know that he was coached by David Cutcliffe, and David Cutcliffe's a hell of a quarterback coach. If he wasn't coached by David Cutcliffe, who knows how bad he would be. No, by the way, for anybody who wants, I don't have anything against the guy. No, don't even start. Adding bad to bad is not going to make the situation any better. Like, when we bring up names about who to bring in, exactly. Like, if there might be some name out there that I don't know about that you can bring in. But I would say a 90-something percent, if you add bad to bad, it ain't gonna work. So the whole Daniel Jones, if you want to waste everybody's time and call in about him, you go right on ahead. But it's a no from me. Not a chance.
Owen?
Owen's wild thing.
Yeah, it's fine, guys. They lost. They're going to lose a game every once in a while, okay? They can't win all the games all the time. They're back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. Don't look at me like that. They'll be fine, Ken.
I think they'll be fine.
First time in 15 games they've given up more than 25 points, all right? 15 regular season games. All right, they did it twice in the playoffs. I think it was 26 and 27. December 3rd of last year against Green Bay when... Patrick Mahomes was feeling under the weather, but we all know what really happened, why he was really sick. They're going to be fine. I'm not worried about them. But since Mitch audibled, I'm going to steal his audio clip that he was going to use, which is from this game. There was a player on the other team, the Buffalo Bills, who used to be here in Cleveland. His name's Amari Cooper, and he had this to say after the game.
It's the first time in a like long time that I've actually felt joy, you know, from winning this game, from, you know, just the way we played, from having so many guys on the team who, you know, are playmakers, and they come up and they show up when their number is called, you know, collectively as a group. It's just amazing, you know, a lot of the guys here. It's just kind of a different place too. Buffalo compared to some of the other places I've been to. So a lot of the guys, it's a tight-knit group, I would say. A lot of the guys go out together. They hang around each other 24/7, and it truly shows up on the field.
Yeah, the crazy thing. Yeah, the crazy thing right
first
now.
First time he's felt joy in a while.
Yeah, that one sticks out. And I know guys always say when they're in their new place, oh, I'm in the happiest moment. I've been in the best place I've been. They're barely using him. Remember, he had a wrist injury. He'd missed two games. He's barely been used. I mean, yesterday, three targets. Entire game, three targets. So I don't know if he's like on the downside. He looked like he was on his downside here. There's no doubt. We were wondering if that was because they were a bad football team.
I must admit, I have not felt joy myself. He did catch two of those for 55 yards. Of the three targets he had, he did catch two for 55. So, and he feels joy. Boy, that stings. Jeez, that stings. All right.
Finally, Kenny.
Ken's wild thing.
Well, I walked in this morning, and I went, at least we're not them. And then I went, we're not them yet. The Jacksonville Jaguars lost yesterday 52-6. And Jahmyr Gibbs, did you see he did the Marshawn Lynch in the end zone?
Yes.
52-6 at Detroit. And I go, man, we've had some bad losses. We've never given up 52 points. We've never lost like that. I go, well, not yet. We'll see what happens on Sunday or on Thursday. We'll see what happens for the rest of the year. Is their situation, dare I ask, just asking, is it worse? Now, Trevor Lawrence is hurt. Mac Jones has been starting these games. But is their situation because of Trevor Lawrence worse? Yes or no?
It's looking pretty bleak because he doesn't look good. I mean, and they've paid him. I can't believe they haven't fired Peterson yet. I thought that was...
Well, he was supposed to be the next surefire thing, right?
Yeah, this is...
It didn't work out.
This is bad.
I thought this morning by now, it's maybe 9 o'clock. Maybe that's when it happens, but... I mean, he's going to get fired today, right?
Jared Goff threw for 412 and four touchdowns.
After throwing the five interceptions. Was it five last week?
Yes.
Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Jahmyr Gibbs averaged 6.3 yards a carry. David Montgomery averaged five. They laid down in this game, Jacksonville did.
That was What Was Wild Around the League, sponsored by Wild Eagle Saloon. Locations in Broadview Heights, downtown, and Streetsboro. More details at wildeagle.com.
I can't keep calling them out because I'm afraid we're going to turn into them.